From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday the actions of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn during Trump's transition to the White House were lawful. Trump tweeted between Republican fundraising events in New York. He said, "I had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI. He has pled guilty to those lies. It's a shame because his actions during the transition were lawful. There was nothing to hide." Flynn pleaded guilty Friday to lying to federal agents, and he has agreed to cooperate with investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. Earlier Saturday, in his first remarks since Flynn entered the guilty plea, Trump said there was absolutely no collusion between his presidential campaign and Russia. President Trump praised the Senate's early Saturday morning passage of an immense Republican tax overhaul bill, telling reporters outside the White House the measure calls for the biggest tax cuts in the history of our country. Earlier Saturday, Trump praised two top Senate Republicans, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch, for securing enough votes for passage. The Senate passed the legislation by a 51-49 margin without a single Democratic vote.
We got no Democrat help, and I think that's going to cost them very big in the election because basically they voted against tax cuts. And I don't think politically it's good to vote against tax cuts.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has met with Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi in Cairo ahead of a counter-extremism conference focused on West Africa on Sunday. During the meeting, Secretary Mattis offered condolences for the recent terrorist attack on a mosque in Bir al-Abed, Egypt, and recognized Egypt as a strategic defense partner with the United States. Mattis noted Egypt's importance to the stability of the Middle East, as well as Egypt's ongoing fight against terrorism and efforts to protect Egypt's borders. Former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh has said he's open to talks with the Saudi-led coalition fighting on the side of the Yemeni government. Saleh made the statement as rebels who support him continued fighting coalition troops in the capital, Sana'a. But it came with a qualifier. Saleh said he was ready to start talks if the Saudis' blockade on the country is lifted. Meanwhile, the fighting continued in what one observer described to the Associated Press as a street war. The AP quotes residents as saying they heard loud explosions Friday night and Saturday morning in Sana'a. Voters on the French Mediterranean island of Corsica head to the polls Sunday for the first round of territorial elections, with the nationalist ticket projected to score big. From Paris, Lisa Bryan takes a look at what's at stake in Corsica.
These are heady times for Corsican nationalists. Candidates from seven political lists are on Sunday's ballot, but the main nationalist ticket, known as Pays à Corsica, or For Corsica, is surging. Long live Corsica, says the island's executive council head, Gilles Simeoni, speaking the local language at this recent rally. The elections aim to fuse Corsica's two administrative territories into one. But they're about much more than bureaucracy. They're expected to solidify the power of Simeoni and other nationalists who won regional elections in 2015 for the first time, refueling centuries-old independence dreams, at least for some Corsicans. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington will bestow the Kennedy Center Honors, the highest award in the U.S. for a performer, to five recipients Sunday for their lifetime contributions to the arts. This year's honorees, announced last summer, include LL Cool J, the first hip-hop artist to receive the prestigious award. The other honorees are television writer and producer Norman Lear, singers Gloria Estefan and Lionel Richie, and dancer Carmen de Lavallade. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.